Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Tuesday, February 2nd, Groundhog Day, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. 11 suspect arrested by the Polk County Sheriff's Office in COVID-19 benefits fraud investigation. Following Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd's news conference on Friday, January 29th, which announced the arrest of 10 suspects who defrauded the Polk Cares program to financially assist those who have been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic, an 11th suspect turned himself in for also trying to defraud the program. The suspect applied for the $2,000 benefit by submitting a fraudulent letter from their employer, Publix, that indicated his hours were cut due to the pandemic. They received a $2,000 check from the Polk Cares program. The suspect was arrested and charged on Friday with scheme to defraud, grand theft, and criminal use of personal ID. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Peace River Thousand Trails is looking for a maintenance technician. Qualifications include a high school diploma or equivalent, proven experience as an assistant director or similar position, ability to read technical manuals and drawings, and completion of their apprenticeship. Anderson Merchandisers is looking for a part-time project merchandiser. Qualifications include a flexible schedule, customer service experience, and fine manipulation of hands and fingers. And Gateway Foundation is looking for a substance abuse counselor. You must possess at least a high school diploma or GED with at least 6 months of professional experience in substance use or mental health counseling. All these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
We have a message from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office. They tell us their dispatch center has been receiving a multitude of calls in reference to individuals wanting to make an appointment for the COVID-19 vaccine. If you're wanting to make an appointment, you must call the Hardy County Department of Health at 863-773-4161. There are additional opportunities for the vaccine through Central Florida Healthcare. You can contact them at 863-767-0696.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 54 degrees out, feels like 52, sunny, air quality excellent, maximum UV index 4, moderate, winds west-northwest 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 20, humidity 42%, indoor humidity 40%, slightly dry, dew points 31, cloud cover 4%, visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 8:46 a.m. Eastern Time. Boaters use caution on area lakes. Today, partly cloudy this morning, then clearing, windy with highs in the upper 50s. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 30. Tonight, clear, lows in the mid-30s. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday, sunny, highs in the lower 60s. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20. Wind chill values in the lower 30s in the morning. And Wednesday night, clear, patchy frost after midnight, cold with lows in the mid-30s, northwest winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, then becoming light and variable. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The combination of drought and the pandemic has California farmers reassessing their planting plans. The prospect of reduced water supplies has caused some farmers to reduce their planned acreage of field crops to assure they'll have enough water for their orchards and vineyards. Farmers who have grown specialized vegetables and herbs for restaurants may concentrate instead on crops intended for home use, as restaurants remain limited by pandemic guidelines. Thanks to COVID-19, the USDA has temporarily suspended past due debt collections and foreclosures for distressed borrowers under the Farm Storage Facility Loan and Direct Farm Loan programs administered by the Farm Service Agency. According to agrimarketing.com, the announcement expands previous actions undertaken by the USDA to lessen financial hardship. According to USDA data, more than 12,000 borrowers, approximately 10% of all borrowers, are eligible for relief. While USDA ag exports rose in the second half of the year, there's mounting evidence that shipping companies are leaving U.S. ports and returning to Asia with empty cargo containers rather than filling them with American ag products. AgFacts.com reports due to demand for Chinese imports, shippers would rather deliver empty containers to China where they're quickly loaded with more profitable cargo to send back to the U.S. Members of the Federal Maritime Commission have launched inquiries into practices at ports in California, New Jersey, and New York.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Mental health in agriculture is gaining more attention than it has in years past, mostly due to the impacts of COVID-19 on farmers and farm workers. A recent American Farm Bureau report on mental health has shed some light on the impact of the pandemic. From a report also done on the subject from Tim Hamrich, here is Ray Atkinson, the Director of Communications at American Farm Bureau, who works on identifying farmer mental health issues.
As I said, it was comparing to 2019, so we got to see those trends. And then, of course, the more recent trends. I think the kind of headline point was that 2 in 3 farmers or farm workers said that the COVID-19 pandemic had impacted their mental health. Really interesting finding was that the percentage of farmers and farm workers that said social isolation impacts their mental health increased 22% since we did the survey in April 2019.
Here are some other key findings from the survey, which included 2,000 rural individuals. 2 in 3 farmers or farm workers say the pandemic has impacted their mental health. Half of the rural individuals, 52%, aged 18 to 34, say they have thought more about their mental health during the COVID-19 pandemic, more than any other age group. If you or someone you know is struggling emotionally or has concerns about their mental health, visit the Farm State of Mind website at farmstateofmind.org or check out farmbureau.org for more great information.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Construction spending rose a moderate 1% in December, powered by home building.
The Commerce Department says last month's strength in construction spending came from a 3% jump in money spent on residential projects, with money going to single-family homes surging by nearly 6%. That increase offset a 1.7% decline in non-residential construction, which had declines in hotel and motel construction, and in the category that includes shopping centers.
Correspondent Greg Clugston. On Wall Street, stocks finishing higher. The Dow gained 229 points to close at 30,211. The NASDAQ up 332 to 13,403. The S&P 500 ahead 59 points to 3,773. New York oil rose $1.35, closing at $53.55 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Nuggets end Utah's 11-game winning streak, 128-117 Sunday. Nikola Jokic matched his career high with 47 points, 12 boards. Says he didn't care about trying to score 50.
Hopefully I'm going to score when we need it. I think today we didn't need it. It's just a game. I think the main thing is just to win the game, you know. So I'm going to score however much I need to just to win the game.
Raptors beat the Magic 115-102 to snap a 3-game skid. Sixers rally to beat the Pacers 119-110. Joel Embiid set out with a sore back. Tobias Harris scored 27 points. Clippers beat the Knicks 129-115. Kawhi Leonard with 28 points. Nets beat the Wizards in a wild finish 149-146. Raptors beat the Magic 115-102. And the Timberwolves 109-104 winners over the Cavaliers. This is SRN Sports. Only 2 games on the college basketball schedule. Number 6 Houston beat SMU 70-48. Houston coach Kelvin Sampson says he doesn't have to prod Justin Gorman, who had 17 rebounds, to get the ball.
Justin will get how many rebounds he gets, no matter what I say. He loves rebounding like most people love ribeye steaks with a little fat on them, medium.
Their 13th-ranked Ohio State, the latest team to beat up on Michigan State, 79-62. Josh Langford scored a team-high 14 points. Richmond is the latest men's basketball team to pause all activities in response to the results of Sunday's COVID-19 testing and contact tracing in the Spiders program. The decision comes 2 days after 22nd-ranked St. Louis opted to return home from Richmond without elaboration but without playing because of concerns raised by its medical staff. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at First National Bank of Wauchula, Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. They're at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your quote for today: I have one of those unlimited cell phone plans, which means there's no limit to how much they can charge me. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.